You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The Reds snapped their four-game losing streak on Thursday afternoon as they beat the Pirates in Pittsburgh 1-0. The win means the Reds end their nine-game road trip with a 3-6 record. The only run of the game scored in the seventh inning when pinch hitter Asdrubal Cabrera hit a sac fly to score Delino DeShields. Tyler Malley pitched six shutout innings to win his 12th game of the year. Michael Givens walked a couple of batters in the ninth, but he got out of the jam to earn his eighth save. Highlights coming up, but first some final thoughts on the game from the two guys who called it, Tommy Thrall and Jeff Brantley.
Thanks, Jed. Well, Cowboy, sometimes when runs are hard to come by, you just have to manufacture them. And that's what the Reds were able to do today. They did it in the seventh inning, a sac bunt followed by a sac fly. Reds win 1-0. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I think the Reds were trying to pull out all the stops. We've seen them in this series trying to advance via the stolen base. We've not seen that much. We definitely have not seen the sacrifice bunt much. But desperate measures call for desperate moves. And at this point, especially the way that the Reds pitched today, one run was all they needed.
How about the pitching? Tyler Malley, it didn't look like he was as crisp as we've seen him, but still able to post six shutout innings. That was the epitome of battling.
Yeah, I thought he had great purpose today. I thought he handled himself awfully well, especially when the Pirates were able to get runners aboard. It seemed like there were several times there in the early innings where he had a runner at third base and less than two outs, and he had to bring the infield in, and he had to make great pitches, and he was able to do so and able to keep the Pirates off the board. I mean, we've talked about how bad this bullpen has pitched all year. Well, let's face it, over the last couple of weeks, even though the Reds have been losing, this bullpen has thrown the ball awfully well. You can't lay the blame on those guys.
I tell you what, you go into the series with the Dodgers, you said it during the game, sometimes when you play elevated competition, you tend to elevate your game. That's what the Reds are going to have to do over the next 3 days.
Yeah, I think that it could be a kickstarter for them. But then again, it's the Dodgers, and the Dodgers are trying to catch the Giants in the West. There's about a game and a half that separate the Dodgers and the Giants. Neither team wants to be the one that's playing in the wild card, one game, winner take all. And it's going to be a very difficult series, and the Reds will definitely have to earn their wins in that game.
The Reds are back to five games over 500 with the win. They pick up a half game on the idle Cardinals with the win today. Again, final score 1-0, Reds over the Pirates. Yid, back to you.
The Reds put a couple of runners on base in the top of the first off Connor Overton, but they couldn't score. Tyler Malley put a runner on base in the bottom of the inning, but he got out of that.
In fact, he's the only player in this lineup that Derek Shelton runs out today that has multiple or double-digit home runs. And the pick to second out is Key Brian Hayes with Farmer working in behind the runner at second. Great move by Tyler Malley, and he had Key Brian Hayes dead to rights at second.
In the bottom of the second, Ben Gamble led off with a single. He stole second base, moved to third on a ground ball, but Malley got what he needed.
Right-hander's home with a 1-2 pitch. And there's a bouncing ball. India Fields comes home with it, and the throw and tag in plenty of time to get Ben Gamble. He's a little slow to get up. It was a pretty aggressive tag by Stevenson on Gamble, who went sliding in feet first. I don't think he ever really got to home plate.
No, he did not get to home plate.
Connor Overton only pitched three innings for Pittsburgh, but he kept the Reds off the board on two hits. Sam Howard took over in the fourth. He walked Tyler Stevenson with two outs, then Kyle Farmer singled. But after a 12-pitch at-bat, Howard struck out Shogo Akiyama to end the threat. Howard pitched a perfect fifth. Cody Ponce pitched a 1-2-3 sixth inning, but in the seventh, the Reds went to work. Tyler Stevens hit double to start the inning. Kyle Farmer then walked, and Delino DeShields came on the pinch run for Stevenson. Shogo Akiyama then laid down a good bunt to move both runners up a base. At that point, Tyler Mahle was taken down in favor of pinch hitter Asdrubal Cabrera, and Cabrera got the game's only run home.
Here's Cabrera looking for his first Reds hit and a fly ball deep left center field, and he crushed it. Going back to get it is Gamble. He'll make the catch. That will be a sacrifice fly. DeShield scores, and the Reds lead 1-0.
That is manufacturing a run to the max.
Here is the pitching line on Tyler Mahle. 6 innings, 5 hits, no runs, a walk, 4 strikeouts, 95 pitches, 62 of those 4 strikes. Lucas Sims pitched the bottom of the 7th for Cincinnati. He struck out the first two batters he faced, but then Hoy Park singled and stole second base. Sims got out of the inning when Wilmer Defoe grounded out. Joey Votto doubled in the top of the 8th inning, but he was stranded. Michael Lorenzen came on to pitch the bottom of the 8th for the Reds. He struck out Key Brian Hayes. Yoshi Susuko flew out, and then Lorenzen ended the inning against Brian Reynolds.
Here's the payoff pitch. Strike 3 called, got him looking. Fastball on the inside corner at the knees. Reynolds down on strikes, and Michael Lorenzen works a 1-2-3-8. We go to the 9th. It's still the Reds 1, Pirates nothing.
Cincinnati went out in order in the top of the 9th, so that brings us to the bottom of the 9th. Michael Givens came on the pitch for the Reds. He struck out Kolar Moran. He then walked Ben Gamel and Kevin Newman back-to-back, but Michael Perez flew out, and Givens ended the game against Hoy Park.
Givens stares in. Has the sign he likes from Barnhart. And again, back to the plate. The 3-2 pitch to Park. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. A fastball at 98 miles an hour on the outside corner at the knees. And that's it. Reds win it 1-0, shutting out the Pirates to claim the series finale between these two teams. The Reds salvage the wrap-up with a 1-0 win over Pittsburgh at PNC Park.
Here are the totals for Cincinnati. 1 run, 5 hits, 1 error, 7 left on base. For Pittsburgh, no runs, 6 hits, no errors, 8 left on base. Mahle the winner, 12-5. Ponce the loser, he drops to 0-4. Givens picks up his 8th save of the season. 3 hours and 5 minutes, 9,102 on hand at PNC Park. And with the victory, the Reds are now 76-71 and just one game behind the St. Louis Cardinals for that second wild card in the National League. Time to hear from the man who drove in that only run, Asdrubal Cabrera.
Asdrubal, just what did it mean for you guys just to get a win here in the finale?
For me, every win counts for now on, and we have to come every day to try to find that win. So it's really good to go home with a win.
For you, I mean, you're still looking for your first hit with the Reds, but able to contribute today. What did that mean to you personally?
Mean a lot, because that's why I'm here. I'm here to help the team to win. This is the first time I'm passed for this, you know, come from the bench. But I guarantee you guys that I'm trying my best every day that I come to the bullpen. And when they give me the opportunity to help the team to win, I mean, make feel myself good.
From coming in from the outside and then joining this team and kind of this midst of the struggle, what do you see from this team through this stretch that's maybe different from the team you played against?
Oh, the good thing that I like this team is they always work together like a family, and that's really important for the team wanna be in the postseason. So I know we be passed for a tough week, but I'm still believing this team. For some reason, we on this position right now of the year. So we got to keep playing, do our little thing we can do to help the team to win.
Friday, the Reds are back home to begin the final homestand of this 2021 baseball season, and it should be a good one. The first three games are against the LA Dodgers, and what a pitching match each of the games this weekend. On Friday, it's Luis Castillo against Walker Buehler. Saturday, Sonny Gray against Max Scherzer, and then Wade Miley faces Clayton Kershaw on Sunday. Friday night, we're on the air beginning at 6:40. First pitch is scheduled for 7:10. And once again, the final score on Thursday afternoon from Pittsburgh, the Reds shut out the Pirates 1-0. And I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.